Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
Saturday Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. You know, on this program, sometimes we do really goofball, stupid news stories.
Yep.
Just trying to have fun with people. Just trying to lighten and brighten your day.
I know. That's what I do with those Instagram stories, too, you know?
Oh, man, watch our at 101X Morning X on Instagram. Emily is...
We had a good one today.
Did we have a good one?
It was a good
if
one.
If I'm being honest, Emily, those what? Seem like a nightmare, okay? Those seem like a train wreck, but... My Instagram story instincts are probably terrible. So if I hated it, then it probably was good.
I've been getting some great feedback from
have
people.
You?
I have. They've all been like, this is so entertaining.
It's
but they
funny
probably,
because
you know.
I lay out some notes for Emily. I'm like, here's what you can promote on it. Take this and translate it to young, relatable speak. And then I hear her do it, and I'm just like, oh, my God, this is a nightmare. This is... But check out our stories on 101X Morning X, our Instagram feed. It's
creative.
Fire. It slaps.
Oh, it slaps.
I don't know.
It's sick.
It's bussin'.
We do really stupid news from time to time. This is not one of those times.
Nope.
Topping all corn news. No. Not that corn.
What?
Real corn. It's National Corn on the Cob Day today. That's right, my friends. Is corn a summer food? It feels summery to me.
Yeah.
But you could eat corn in the dead of winter. It's not like...
Especially corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Because of its the outdoors, grilling and having some corn on the cob
type thing. Corn off the cob is definitely Thanksgiving food.
Corn off the cob is Thanksgiving food, but corn on the cob, summer food.
It's more summer. More summer.
I feel you. Once upon a time, you remember that time that I used to summer in Wisconsin, Emily?
Mm-hmm.
I put together a whole corn on the cob photo essay. Nick, did we have that? Did we do a thing with that?
I'm angling to get it on our website as we speak. You would think that I could just go to the time that we originally posted and say, hey, redo this one, but I apparently have to build it from scratch. So.
Nothing works here. Two very essential questions. How do you prepare your corn on the cob? How do you make corn on the cob?
You don't. You just eat it.
You have to cook.
You have to cook the corn.
Cook corn on the cob.
Cook it? I guess we just boiled it.
You think?
I think you can do that.
Who's we? Are you talking about
my family?
Your Gerald family?
Like growing up.
Yeah.
I was telling this to Jason yesterday. The height is we have corn land, okay? We're big in the
Excuse
corn.
Me?
Business. We grow corn. My family was always growing corn. So we had fresh corn on the cob. You just walk out to the field, pick a couple of ears off the thing, bring it back in.
Wait, really?
At my grandparents' house, yeah.
You would go out, you'd grab your own corn.
You were a child of the corn.
My grandparents, like their backyard of our house in Granger, jutted into the field where we would just grow corn.
Nice.
And so they would always just, you know, we just go grab it off of there. My grandpa would be like, hey, y'all kids are annoying me. Go out there and go pick some corn for a little bit.
I got 1.01 acres in Manor. So, aside, why? Why not just make it 1 acre? Whoever packed up this property, why did you make one? I have 1.01 acres in Manor. Is that enough for me to have a crop? Can I have some corn?
Get some corn.
I mean, you could do it at your place right now if you want a small enough thing. I mean, just, just
don't want to be a corn guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you go and pull some corns off the stalk.
Yeah.
Could just shake the corn tree.
And then we would take it home to mom and she would sit there and I guess boil it?
Boil it.
Maybe put it in the oven.
Steam it.
Yeah.
Grilled.
Okay. Any way that you can cook a hot dog, you can cook corn.
Anyway.
It's true.
So you can put corn on a stick and then hover it over a campfire. Mm-hmm. That's how you make popcorn.
You could.
Okay.
How do you make your corn, Emily?
I mean, ideally grilling. Grilling is the ideal way, but I live in an apartment and I don't even have I have one closet, so it's a tiny place. Can't grill in there. So probably boil, I guess.
My favorite way is to open my phone, go to the Chili's app, order the chicken crispers.
Oh my gosh.
Side of corn on the cob.
Do you make it street corn? Make it street corn next
time. Street corn.
Yeah.
No, that's
it's so good.
At Chili's?
Yeah.
Really?
Street corn. Yeah.
I literally had that yesterday, guys. You know, I broke out of lockdown jail.
Mm-hmm.
And Chili's got me. They sent me a push notification saying I can get a free kids meal, which is the perfect driving home to eat my Chili's food. So, yeah, I got chicken crispers and then the kids' cheeseburgers. Always, as usual, I'm walking in there. I'm like, do you think this person knows that I ain't got no kids, that I'm just ordering two meals for myself? And then I realized, because I when you pick the side for the kids' meal, I pick mashed potatoes. Ain't no kid gonna order mashed potatoes. Dead giveaway. Mm-hmm. Dead giveaway. They got me there. Perhaps even more essential question. How do you eat your corn on the cob? Is this a thing that we've debated, Nick? What is this? Is there a situation here?
No, I don't think so. Just I saw this that there was National Corn Day, and apparently
corn
that's
on the cob
corn
day.
On the cob day. And apparently it is a debate about whether you eat, like when you're holding just the piece of corn in your hands and it's horizontal style, like do you just go all the way down or do you rotate it?
Do you go around or across?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I go typewriter style. Dong, 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 ding. Dong, 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 ding. I make these sounds while I'm eating the corn on the cob. Are there people who just go around?
You're looking at one of them.
You go around. God, you're such a psychopath. Mm-hmm. You are. What is wrong with you?
I think I'm a mix.
What do you mean?
Of both. I feel like...
You're just like eating like Picasso paints or something? You're just all over the place? How is it?
I mean, I think there are some days where I will go side to side, but there are some times where I will go up and down, and I think it's because it gets stuck in your teeth certain ways.
You can eat it a certain way that it doesn't get stuck in your teeth?
Is this like a goat against the grain or something?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, maybe, but not.
What? Goes against the...
Here's what you do. You unhinge your jaw, stick the whole thing in there, and you grab the fire.
What up, X? It's the Morning X. Chase Big and Friends, Nick Hamley. Nicholas Hajda is a noted great at rotating his body in space. What is it again? I'm sorry.
I'm surprisingly good at rotating in space.
What does that even mean? How did you discover this special talent?
How do you define
you
space?
I mean, the air. It's just a fun way to say the air.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it originally started with what we're about to talk about, where I was just good going off the diving board at the pool all the time. But then I also, you know, on a trampoline. I'm really good on a trampoline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In high school, we would do log rolls, like as off-season training for football and stuff. Uh-huh. And I crushed it. You just get on a mat. You get three dudes. One guy jumps with the guy rolls underneath it. Awesome.
Nick on a mat with three dudes. Nobody's better. No one is better. Okay. This is something that we've been down this road before. I feel like it's every summer we discuss it, but this summer, this is the year of action, guys. This is the year we stop talking about things and we start doing them. Right, Emily?
Yep, that's why I'm here.
I feel like, hell yeah, everybody, now that the pandemic is over and everybody's vaccinated, fingers crossed.
Come on,
it's like, everybody's getting out
it's
there.
It's time to do things.
It's the summer, it's having sex and going crazy. And my big thing is like, I'm going to jump off of a diving board.
It's hot girl summer. Mm-hmm.
Not just jump off a diving board. Now, Emily, you probably haven't heard Nick's take on this. There's absolutely no way. Nick has alleged, or did allege to me, I don't know, 6 years ago, that he can do a double front flip off of the low dive.
The low dive.
Yeah, that he is going to springboard
himself,
walk out a diving board, take one jump, bounce, and then rotate over to the 360 degrees, and rotate another 360 degrees, and then land in the pool.
I would tell you that I have done
from
that
the low
so many
dive.
Times.
No, you've done it zero times in your life.
Now, you might be
correct. You've done it zero times, and you will do it zero times in your career.
Well, I'm glad you're the gatekeeper in charge of this.
I don't even know, like, if an Olympic professional diver, the low dive, it's very close to the water.
It is. And I feel like it would take more than one jump, at least. Like a little pool, like where you're bouncing.
You can do as many as you want. I said one jump. You can, if you want to triple Lindy the situation, go for it, my man.
Yeah. Now, I will admit that it has been years and probably 80 pounds. Yeah, probably even 100.
Uh-huh.
Probably even 100 pounds since I've done it.
Maybe the extra weight works to your advantage. Something about centrifugal force
and
physics, momentum.
Well, it's definitely
going
to help me get more air off the diving board for sure, right? Because I'm more forced down, springboards you up.
But you need more energy to launch your, because you weigh more.
But here's my thing, the confidence, is that getting the forward momentum to properly do this is no problem. Like, when I say I'm good at rotating space, I can get that really quick spin.
Gotcha.
Now, I've never seen myself do this because I am myself. I can't watch myself. So this could be a case.
How do you know how many times you're spinning around? Did you do a front flip off the diving board and then just come up from the water and be like, did I rotate 7 times? I didn't see myself, so I can't tell.
Oh, no, I understand. You close your eyes. Close your eyes. Spin around a few times and tell me how many times you've spun around. It's
like,
kind of hard.
Here's what it is. I think that I'm achieving G-forces with my spin. It's like when the astronauts are spinning around in that room and, you know, their lips are like, kind of black out. I'm like, whoa.
This is how I know that you can't do it. In my youth, probably arguably at my greatest moment of physical fitness when I was 10 years old, I remember a day where I spent the whole day, the Round Rock public pool, trying to do a 1.5 where I do a flip into a dive off of the low dive, and I was just face planting over and over and over again. Okay, I could get to a 1.25, maybe a 1.75, a 1.5. I could not get all the way over. You're gonna do a full second rotation? No. No chance. Never.
No.
It can't happen.
Well, to be fair, he is shorter than you.
What the hell? How does that?
I have less to tuck.
You tuck.
Less. Look, here, between the water and the board.
We're gonna do this. We just need to find a pool.
That's what we need your help with, listeners. Is finding a location for this. If you'd like to tweet us at 101X Morning X about the impossibility of this feat, please do. And I'll set some odds and we'll take some wagers. As a matter of fact, if you want to bet on Nick, because there's no way that he's gonna do it. But we need a place.
Yes, and yeah. I did over the weekend. I Googled, and apparently there's one that is a public pool that right by my house off 51st that says it has a diving board. Now, I've lived there for several years now. I don't remember a pool being there. But then they also said the Joe Jamail Center down at the UT Varsity campus where they do the swimming. Can anybody get us in there?
That's what Nick said to me yesterday. He's like, hey, use your sports connections to get us in the Joe Jamail Center.
You know,
I'm like,
people who know people?
What sports connections?
Go do our stupid radio bit there at the University of Texas.
Every week when Dennis calls, I'm surprised that he agreed to do it again. That's Dennis Delpina from Fox 7
Sports. Will they come out? When we send the cameras?
Oh, my gosh.
We need a pool that's got a diving board, a low dive. Does anybody? Can you help us out? And do you have liability insurance? 101X, it's the Morning X. Now I kind of feel silly. At Pool8ATX tweets at the Morning X says, Barton Springs. Oh, like the most iconic, famous pool in probably all of Texas. Yeah, they have a diving board there. Look, I'm watching out for you, Nick. There's a lot of people there. Okay.
Yeah.
This is going to be a tremendously embarrassing attempt.
You won
an audience.
The G-forces from my intense spin is just going to knock everybody's top out. We should do it at Barton Creek where it's allowed.
MorningX at KROX.com. For real. Because somebody hook us up to, it doesn't have to be the Joe Jamail Center, but we need a pool, a low dive. 101X, it's the Morning X. Jason Digga, friends. We had some team building last night. I feel like some of us might still have some team building in their system. It's the first time that I had drinks with noted young person Emily. And it was clear almost immediately when she ordered a drink. I was like, what is that? I don't even know what that is. I thought I knew all the drinks. But we'll get to that in just a minute. First,
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. And on Fridays, we welcome to the show a real sportscaster from Fox 7, the double DLP, my man, Dennis De La Pena. Dennis, how are you, my dude?
Well, I'm good, and now I'm intrigued. I want to hear how Emily drank you under the table.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know about any drinking under the table, but it was a very unique, you know, just a Thursday night at the drag show. That's the way that we get down around here. No problem.
Nice.
Thursdays at rain, Dennis, it's going off, my guy.
I hear you, brother.
Yeah. As I guess we're going to make a custom now, every Friday we have Dennis on the phone. I'm going to let Emily, somewhat of a sports novice. You don't know all the things about all the sports and things.
No, I'm
Emily.
Learning.
I'm going to give her the first question with Dennis every week. So lower your bar, okay? Everybody doesn't know a whole bunch of sports things. Emily, what do you got for Dennis this week?
All right. All right, Dennis. Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, Em.
Okay, now you wasted your question on how you're doing. What are we doing?
That was hard hitting, Em.
Okay. Oh, sorry. See, I'm a novice. I'm a newbie. I'm a noob. All right, ready?
Read the script, Emily!
What script?
I'm talking! Go!
All right, Dennis, more of a comment than a question. So, Aaron Rodgers, who do you think you are, man? Look, I think he's the best to ever play the position and possibly even the greatest football player of all time, but I am not a fan of his recent behavior. Due to skipping minicamp, he's going to be fined $93,000. And he's like, oh, well, what's $93,000 to me? Buddy, you play in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Do you know what $93,000 means to a family in Green Bay? They could put all 5 kids through cheese school on that, okay? Oh, wait. But I'm sorry. Aaron doesn't want to show up to work because he hates his employers. Well, welcome to how, 90% of the real world feels. And why? Because they drafted your replacement last year? Wake up call. You're old, man. In quarterback years, you're, really old. And while I'm being brutally honest, you are an average Jeopardy host. Okay, that's it. Average. One might say you were good for an amateur. It's kind of like if I played a game as quarterback for the Packers and didn't die. That's what you did on Jeopardy. You didn't die. So clean up your attitude and get to work. Dennis, do you or do you not agree? I have some opinions today.
Man, you were 3 for 3 on your take.
Thank you.
You know what I'm really liking? The tradition of more of a comment.
than a question. We were wondering, could that be its own YouTube series, a podcast? I don't know.
Should
definitely be something.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, the Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, he just ruffles my feathers.
Come on, I can see that.
I'm guessing Jace agrees with the take.
You know what? It's funny. I have nothing to push back against. It's almost as if I had those same thoughts, Dennis.
Yeah.
Hey, let me switch it up. College football. We're going to have a 12-team playoff now. I guess there's a proposal out there, but now that college football has said it, they have put this out into the world, it's going to happen. And I know this is a real bah humbug take on my part. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of 12 teams in the college football playoff. I'm not a fan of 8 teams, 6 teams. Honestly, I don't know that I love 4 teams. You know what I like? I like the BCS era, Dennis, because every game mattered. Every game mattered. And now you're going to have 3 lost teams in the college football playoff vying for a national championship. Do we need that? Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I've always, and I've been kind of fluid on this issue. I haven't taken, planted my flag on any hill with it. But I've always leaned more that way, too. And it's only because, and I don't know if it's simple thinking, but I know what other sports that have watered-down playoffs – I mean, I eventually don't care that much about the regular season. Now, I think college football, like pro football, is one of those products that just keep force-feeding me at the buffet. I'll take it and love it. But I know how this works. I mean, I love college basketball, and I love the tournament. But I know that the regular season just doesn't mean as much because, again, 60 what odd teams now make it. So I think just on its face, more playoff teams equals a little less interest in the regular season. I do think college football, however, can make it can get a pass because we'll
right.
eat up whatever they serve. So, but I'm with you. I mean, I think 4 has been great. I've loved 4 and 8. I would be fine with, but yeah, as we start getting into double digits and I'm not loving it.
And listen, don't get me wrong. I am going to, as you said, I'm going to gobble it up, okay? I am excited to watch it. I think the television product is going to be incredible. I just don't know that and last year was a weird year, but we would have had 6-1 Indiana vying for a national championship. Does that make sense?
But they wouldn't.
Right.
What do you mean they wouldn't?
They would have lost in the first round to some other team.
Okay, if they would have lost, then why are we putting them in there? Why? We know there is a question. Is Alabama better than Clemson? Okay. Is Ohio State better than both of them? That's up for debate.
Yeah.
Is Coastal Carolina in the same league with any of them? Not up for debate.
But it effectively doesn't matter because it's still going to be, everybody's still going to be competing to get that first round bye to be one of those four teams that gets the bye week. So all the games will still matter. And also, when the greatest team in the history of college football, Alabama, is playing Chattanooga Community College for 3 weeks in the beginning of their season because they're padding their schedule so that they don't have a loss early in September so they can maintain their perfect record and make the playoffs, the integrity of this, the whole regular season, has been out the window for years.
Not sure how that's related, but okay.
I'm just saying, you're like, well, that's your argument, is that the regular season doesn't matter because everybody makes the playoffs. College football has not, it's been like five teams for the last 20 years, and you're just butthurt because Texas is not one of them.
Why do you have to bring that into it? What does that have to do with anything?
Knife in the back.
If anything, I should say we should expand. And what's the correct number of college football playoff teams? Whatever Texas is right.
That's the limit. Okay.
I think they can build that in, right? But right. Let's go really big picture. With all of it, I always side with the player. I want these players to get what they quote unquote deserve. And, you know, now that we're getting into the whole name, image, and likeness thing, and these guys can maybe go out and sign a few autographs and make some money, you know, when this eventually happens. Hey, more exposure, the better. Because you know, the other side of that argument is, wait a minute, NCAA, you're all about player safety and student-athletes, yet you're going to cash in more on these kids. So if the kids can cash in a little bit, maybe expansion isn't the worst thing.
Is the NCAA really still trying to say that they care about college athletes after the pandemic? Are they really doing that?
I think it's still out there.
Yeah. Elon Musk is going to pay his taxes this year. Okay.
All right. This guy.
Hot takes.
You got it.
Hot takes.
Dennis, I could ask you something about the NBA
more
here.
More of a comment than a question.
But with all of your incredible sports media access press pass, do you have keys to the Joe Gemmell Center? Nick says that he can do a double front flip off the low dive. There's no way. There's no flipping way. There's no way that my guy can do that. But we need a low dive, and I know they got a bunch of them over at UT. Can you break us in over there?
Oh my gosh! I'll have to check my key collection. See if one of those gets me in.
I still have my old student ID. Maybe Nick looks like me in college.
There you go,
Dennis. Yeah, if you just like
up a little bit,
like leave a window open somewhere, we'll send Emily in there. She'll run around, pop the door open. We're good, man. We're good.
They will never know.
Northeast corner.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your Nick? I need to know because I know you. You know you got some athleticism in you, but I mean, to pull a double, what's in your background that tells me, you can get that done?
Well, he's declared himself now. What are you? He's good at.
I am surprisingly good at rotating in space. That's just in the air. No, I grew up down the street from the Williams Drive pool in Georgetown. It's the premier pool. And so I was going off the diving board all the time. Look, I'm not going to sit there and say it's 100%, but 99%, sure.
0%. There's 0% chance you can do it.
That's your new job title. I mean, that needs to be on the top of your resume.
I think it's in his Bumble
profile.
It's in my
Bumble profile right now. Yeah.
Dennis, flooded with swipes. What's on Fox this weekend, man?
Well, all right. You know, usually I just jot down a few notes. I have this entire pad full, and this is the most random, like, potpourri of sporting events.
Let's do it.
So bear with me. It's like wall to wall. Saturday at 7 a.m., Bassmaster Fishing. So you have fishing checked off the list.
Cool.
Spring League football at 11. I don't know if you've watched it. John High, my guy over at Fox, my partner, he gave it the seal of approval. And he was a former quarterback at SWT. So he's liking what he sees. So Spring League at 11. The Westminster Agility Championship. I don't know if you've seen this. You're a dog guy now, Jace.
Yeah,
these
sort of.
These dogs are fantastic. Yeah, you start watching and you kind of get locked in. It's pretty good stuff. So that's at 4 o'clock. Then at 6, traditional Major League Baseball, Astros and Twins. So that's kind of like hitting for a cycle there. Then the next day, drag racing at 12:30, Copa America soccer, Venezuela, Brazil at 4. And then Westminster Dog Show, like the big one, the real one.
Fox has turned it over to the Ocho.
That may be the most diverse
list I've ever thrown out.
I love what you did there, man. Get it on, buddy. Dennis, always a pleasure. You have a good weekend. Let me know if you leave the key to the JoJo Mail Center under the mat. And we'll talk again next week, all right, dude?
Man, that would be made for TV, wouldn't it?
Well, when this happens, I'm going to ask you to send a camera crew because...
You don't want to miss it.
Particularly if Nick dies, I want to have video evidence.
Because I'm going to spin so fast.
Oh, no.
And it bursts into flames.
Yeah. Have a good weekend, Dennis.
I am going to rotate and stay so well. Have a great weekend, guys.
See you, buddy.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative Rock All Day.